Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll take calls from regular members and guests.
KD2VLA.
N2OIQ.
W2WKD.
KC2NBU.
KD2VLA, N2OIQ. W2WKD and KC2MBU. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. We'll let you know that I finally picked up some does on the trail cam. Finally. I don't think that camera works that good in the wintertime when it's too cold, but anyway, I picked up about four pictures off the trail cam this time around. So, we walked in there yesterday to get the chainsaw, and yeah, you'll be able to drive your truck down in there. I mean, I'm planning on doing it here this week. But we had to get the chainsaw out, so when we go down in there, we can start cutting some of them logs up. So what's going on with you tonight?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, not doing anything too worth writing about. I had a doctor's call. My dentist took out a couple teeth last week. Had to go down today and have them check them. He said they're coming good, so I can get some repair work done. We took a ride up past the campground yesterday. My son-in-law, I was thinking of his call sign. Skips my mind right now. But outside of that, I cleaned some of the snow banks around, make them thaw a little faster. Be getting them a lot more out one of these days. So I guess that's all the news to report. That was quite a bomb blast out in Boston. Boy, there's a bunch of kooks. This is KA2VLA and I'm McClure.
Yeah, roger that. There's never a shortage of kooks. Well, I think your son-in-law's call sign there, if I remember it right, it's KC2UXG or KD2UXG. I don't remember. I know it's UXG, but I can't remember the first three letters sometimes there. But, yeah, it's there's a couple trees down there we're going to trim up when we go in. We're planning on going in on Friday. That big one there that fell on the state side there, we're going to have to trim it up where nobody's going to be able to drive in. And then there's a couple other little ones we're going to take care of when we first get in there. And then we'll take care of some more on the next day. Me and the boys are going up for the night, and then we're going to do some work down by camp in the morning. And busy weekend. All right, Clint, we'll catch up with you later. N2OIQ, Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. This is N2OIQ here. Well, it's been quite a day, a tragic day, with the Boston Marathon there, with the bombing there, and a young lady from Laval area that got in a serious car accident over the weekend. She passed away today. From her injuries from the accident, so kind of a sad day there all around for sure. And anyway, so today we got about 56 degrees at the present time. It was a really nice day out today. The little bit of a wind out there, but temperature-wise, it's getting better all the time. So that's it from here. Jeff, have a good evening. Talk to you until I kill care.
Okay, Dad. Well, sorry for your loss of your friend there, Lavo. And you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. W2 WKD, Dave. Good evening. What's up?
W2 WKD. Good evening. Oh, not much. Just making use of the nice pre-spring weather. I didn't need to cut any wood, but I spent the afternoon stacking 5 face cords of it that I had delivered. So that cut me out of trouble.
Roger that. Well, I guess you're planning ahead then.
Well, I hate to burn wet wood, so if you don't stack at this time of year, that's exactly what you end up doing.
Roger that. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Dave. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. We've got 50 degrees up on the hill here. Had a busy day, sent a couple of cars out, showed a couple of more, and getting my auction sheets ready for tomorrow and Wednesday. And hoping to have a good week. It's been very taxing. All this medication makes me even sicker than I already am. So, yeah, our hearts are, prayers are with the injured people out in Boston. It was a surprise and a tragedy. I hope they catch the people that are responsible and go after them.
I agree. It's a pretty sad thing out there when you can't even do something as simple as have a marathon without somebody feeling the need to blow people up. But thanks for checking in, Ray, and I hope you feel better there soon. I know that that medication there you were talking about is some pretty potent stuff, so hopefully it'll do what it's supposed to do and you can get it all taken care of. All right, that's the last person on the list here, so we'll do a new call here. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
M2OY to recheck.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, just a reminder that the Boomville Amateur Club Meeting is tomorrow night, so anybody's around, I hadn't been here a couple months, but tomorrow night, 7:00, at the Dodge North building there for sure, so hope to see a few people there. Talk to you later, and to YQ Care.
Yep, that's tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm going to announce that again here at the end of the, at the end of the net, and I'm going to try to make it to WA2OFK is, we have the hospital there with a little, little condition. Nothing. Hopefully, it's nothing too serious. But we've been running up and back and forth there, and I don't think I'm going to have to do that tomorrow night. So I'm planning on making the meeting, and I'm planning on making sure nobody here lets me forget. I might be a few minutes late, but I do plan on being there. All right. Thanks, Dan. Are there any check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet?
Hey, Jeff, how long has Harry been in the hospital for?
Today would be his second day in there. So, they got to do some tests here tomorrow, and they're hoping to be able to patch him up and send him home. So, he told me when he's on his way home, he wants me to let everybody on the net know that he's on his way home. So, he's working through it.
Okay, very good, Chad. Thanks for the information there. Talk to her and to White Gilp here.
Okay, are there, no problem there, Dan. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet?
WV2RUQ.
WV2LUQ, my father there on Echolink. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WV2RUQ, here in the valley named after the late Henry Hudson. Not much, like everybody else, watching the news in Boston. I see there's three dead and more than 130 injured. Having dealt with bomb blast cases in the service, I can tell you they're not pretty. By the way, the temperature today down here was 68 degrees, but it's cool. We have a steady wind, so the wind chill is pretty good. We're currently 53 degrees. Gloria got me a George Foreman grill for outside, and so I did up two nice big steaks tonight, and man, that thing worked nice. So, other than that, I'm just going to have a glass of wine and catch up here on the news. I was doing some work outside and see what the current status is here. All right, back to you, WDTRUQ.
Is it a gas grill or a charcoal grill or electric grill? What is it?
It's an electric grill. It's an electric grill. It's got five settings, 1 to 5, obviously from low to high. And you basically plug it in, put the cover on it, give it about 10 minutes to heat up. And I threw the steaks on, and I gave them about 2-3 minutes on each side, and they were done, and it came out nice. WD2RUQ.
So it's like the standard one that he's always had, but you said you had it outside, so it got me thinking it was like a barbecue grill.
Oh, it is a barbecue grill. It even looks like one. It's on a stand, and it's like a kettle design, and you got your grilling surface, and you got this metal dome cover with an adjustable vent on it, and it basically is you can use it inside, but it's designed to be used outside. Obviously, you don't want to be out there in the rain doing it, but I have to admit, I was pretty impressed. It polished off those steaks nice and made it look like really, it was really good. I didn't think it'd be that good, but you get the appearance of flame broiled, if you will, and steaks came out just perfect.
Well, good. I'm glad that it sears the meat up good. We got, my wife got me a cast iron outdoor hibachi there for the camp, and we're going to bring that up there when we go up Friday. And I wanted to bring it in all winter, but it was so heavy I didn't want to snowshoe it in. So looking forward to that. It kind of reminds me I got to pick up some charcoal. And but okay, well, great. Hopefully we'll see you guys there Wednesday or so. I know you and Jeff are planning on coming up, and hopefully see you then. All right, this is KD2. I'd like to say to anybody else who was trying to use Echolink here the last couple of days, apparently my daughter had walked into the office here and changed the channel on the 2-meter up a few frequencies there. And I noticed, last night I was sitting here at the desk and I heard, whenever there's so many transits over, it kind of, the transmitter is so close to the desk over here, I hear it hum a little bit through the speaker, and I heard it humming, but there was nobody talking on the radio. I looked over, I saw the frequency was off by quite a bit, so apparently she had gotten in here and turned the dial. So my apologies to anybody who was trying to check in the last couple of nights. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, this is for myself. I had to do some running around this morning, get some paperwork done up in Utica, and then ran over to see WA2OFK, and hung out with him for a little while. Up there at the hospital, and we stopped over and saw his wife and checked in with her for a little bit, and we got some stuff done here around the house and took a walk with the wife and daughter there down the towpath, and that's about it. Here I am. So all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
I just want to comment, we couldn't hear your dad at all.
Oh, you couldn't, huh? Well, I press the button here to, I'm just looking at the rig over here. I'm wondering if she turned off the, geez, I don't know. I'm going to have to look at this and see if she messed. She must have pushed the shift button on it. 1 second here. WB2LUQ, could you give me a quick 1-2-3 test?
Yeah, I'll do better than that. 1-2-3-4-5-6. Everybody copy? WB2RUQ.
Yeah, that's better. Sounds good now.
Yeah, she must have pressed the shift button too, because I looked at it there and it was minus instead of plus. Sorry about that. I'm going to have to build a taller stand for that. I think I can keep that away from it. It's right on her eye level where it is here in the computer room. She doesn't normally get in here, but the other day I noticed there were a couple things out of place in here, and I think she had wandered her way in here and had a little fun at everybody else's expense, apparently. So, sorry about that. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, just a reminder, as Dan said before, tomorrow night, the Boomer Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be held at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. If anybody's, everybody's welcome to come if you're interested in getting involved in ham radio. This is a good place to start. A lot of people here know, in the club know a lot about it. Can get you going and get you your license. And it's a very interesting hobby. So that, again, that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the Dodge Pratt Northam. All right, our last call. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Clint, Dan, Dave, Ray, and John, even though nobody else heard them, for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who may have been listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
KB2KLJA for Uptown, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for checking in. Anyone else for Uptown?
KJ2Q,
John, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon?
This is KB2KLJ for Octon. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Final call. Final call for Octon for stations with or without traffic.
Okay, nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. We'll say 7-3 to all, KB2KOJ, clear.